Hey, Bob Station, it's Bob.
Bob calls his penis Robert De Niro because it's been in everything. Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
I thought you meant because I get used for stunt casting.
Oh, I see. I didn't want to go that direction with it, but yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, I think that's what
I feel. Yep. Yeah.
Stunt casting, that's it.
Okay, all right.
You know, funny mob movie, stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You talking to me?
Talking to me?
I don't think you're talking to me. So, it's a brand new year. It's a brand new day. It's a sad day. Not only did we have Lemmy from Motorhead passed away, but today, the big news is what, Miles?
That Gunkcast is going to release that crappy Star Trek shit.
Well, that's one of the things, but I was... David Bowie died, yeah. Can you believe he was almost 70? You believe that?
I thought he was older than that.
Oh, really?
Well, he's been around forever, man. Shit.
Well, I know, but I thought he wasn't that old. He didn't look that old, that's for sure.
He's old, man.
Well, I know he's old, but...
He pulled it off pretty well for a guy 70. Shit, he looked, you know... I don't know.
He didn't look a day over 45...
I looked older than him, man.
I was going to say, you look older than him now. He's dead.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
it's like...
Yeah, well, good music, man. Good music.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I didn't realize that he was ill, you know?
No, I didn't know anything about it. The Polish Nostradamus didn't even call that one.
Yeah, so I guess not. See?
It's something I wouldn't want to happen. I wouldn't even joke about that happening, and now... Something like that has happened now, and I'm just totally...
It's kind of weird, huh?
I can't even talk about it. It's crazy.
Yeah. No more, you know... I mean, they'll have a Little Drummer Boy still, I guess, with Bing Crosby.
Oh, you know, that's my favorite Christmas song.
Peace on earth. Can it be? Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. That's a weird pairing, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very sad day. David Bowie passed away, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. I didn't know the guy from Motorhead even had a name, though, to tell you the truth. I didn't know.
Lemmy? That's his name.
I thought
Lemmy.
His name was Motorhead, man. I don't know.
Killmeister or whatever. Killmeister.
No, I know like two of their songs, so I'm not going to be like one of these posers like, oh, yeah.
Well, I know Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
And that other one we played in college, I can't think of. I'm So Bad.
Oh, I'm So Bad, Baby, I Don't Care.
Yeah. Those like the only two songs that I'm gonna be like everyone else, like, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, we did like those two songs.
Yeah, well, they were good songs.
Songs. Just saying.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh, yeah, so man, and Trapper John, too.
Yeah, Trapper John passed away, yeah. He was 70 as well, or something like 70 something.
Now that threw me. I'm like, holy shit, that guy's old.
Yeah, he's old.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. We are being totally remiss here if we did not mention Schneider from...
Pat Harrington Jr., yeah.
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 From One Day at a Time.
Yeah. Hey there, Mrs. Romano.
Hey. Going my governor.
Yeah, I got going to fix the stove. You know what I'm saying?
I was sneaking a peek at your daughter, Julie, in the shower.
That's right. I got to fix that shower head.
You may not want to walk on that shower floor for a little while.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Romano.
Yeah, Pat Harrington Jr. passed away.
Oh, man, it's just, I don't know, whoever else, man. Gee,
dropping
man.
Like flies, it's a whole
No.
It's a whole thing.
don't know.
Well, the weird thing was David Bowie just came out with a new album, like, days ago.
Now I want to hear it. Now they're like, oh, there's this really cool song in there. Now you have to hear it. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's called I'm Dead.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I'm dead, remember me, I'm dead. I've got a kid named Zoe, I'm dead. Yeah, he has a son named Zoe Bowie.
You know, I did not know that. I really don't know him as well as other people, I guess, do, so I don't.
Yeah. Well, his kid doesn't go by that. He's a film director, but he doesn't go by
that. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't go by that.
No, he doesn't.
Like Damien or something.
He made the movie Moon. You've seen that with Sam Rockwell.
No, I have no idea.
Good movie.
I don't get around much. So.
There's a striking resemblance to another movie that came out a few years later, but I won't go into that.
And that was called Superman?
That was called Miles Scroat.
Miles Scroat, thank you.
Yes. It was a short movie.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It was about a kid going fishing.
Kid going fishing, Miles Scroat.
Got a bag of worms.
A bag of worms, Miles Scroat.
So, anyway, we missed it last week, but you're telling me this week we have some, not that you got the David Bowie thing right, but we got something from the Polish Nostradamus this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say anything that mean, man. I'm like, man, I actually like David Bowie music too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the show must go on, and I really didn't finish my list. I'd like to do like a baker's dozen, like, you know, 13, but I don't.
How many you have, like two, three, what?
I started watching Big Bang Theory tonight, so I only got to five.
All my predictions are about Penny and being in the sack with me, so.
Yes, Penny in different positions, yeah. Half Penny, full Penny.
Normally, I like to have 13 Polish Nostradamus predictions, but because of the Kama Sutra, I have many more. So, what do you got? I mean,
okay,
how many you got? First of all, how many are we talking
five.
About?
I got up to five. I didn't.
Oh my lord!
I know these weren't even good. So
you're like getting lazier by the year on this bit.
I didn't really, you know, I usually get help from my kids, and they're all like, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they're like, forget about it. I said, you know, forget about you, Dad.
Yeah, they've left the show a long time ago. They're like, no.
My son come round the other day. I said, help me make a top 13 list today.
No.
They said, Dad, we don't do that no more. We got things to do, like go to work and have a job, man.
Unlike you, Dad. Bob's mom was right about you, Dad.
That's right. She had a premonition about him whacking off.
And it came true, thank God.
That's right. That's all he does with his spare time off. Okay. So the kids wouldn't help you this time, huh? No screaming naked women or nothing like that. So.
No, they've given up on me.
All right, well, you'll have to huddle up with the dog. That's why you only got five.
I'm trying to work out some new kids for the show, so hopefully that'll go well.
Well, let's go with this abbreviated Polish Nostradamus list, I guess.
I thought it'd be funny, they're exploring Mars now and taking pictures, and they think they always see like objects and stuff like that. Like, it's like a praying Madonna.
Yeah.
Something. Or, you know, I mean, have you seen that? You know, they're all like, oh, there's this thing.
Like the face rock or whatever. Yeah.
Face rock, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm predicting they will find a large phallus looking rock, and they will call it Ron Jeremy.
Is this really part of your list? Come on.
Yeah, no, I was that desperate, yes. That was actually number five. Yeah.
That's ranked a Mars rock named Ron Jeremy. Hi-oh.
Oh.
weird, wild stuff. Weird.
It's rock hard. Let me tell you that right
what,
now.
What kind of rock is it made out of? No answer.
You know, I was trying to think of a funny response. I'm trying to think of all the funny rock names. I don't know. Igneous, metamorphic, sedimentary.
Yeah. Granite, marble.
Rock.
It's a fine Italian marble.
Rock.
So, yeah, welcome to the rock.
Yes.
All right, well, that was kind of lame. Let's move on. Number four.
Yeah, I was trying to pick the Powerball numbers because, like, this whole thing this week, when you guys listen to this in the future, it'll be like, you know, there was, like, this billion-dollar Powerball thing. It was called this lottery thing.
I know. Is that wild or what?
And I actually spent quite a bit of money last week on it, and I won, like, nothing.
Why would you spend quite a bit of money on it?
Because I want to get out of this shithole. I want to get a big house like you and just be a complete dick like you and tell people to get out of my... base.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You know.
You don't need to win the lottery to do that.
It won't happen.
You know, your odds don't increase that much by buying more than one ticket. Just telling
you. You know, after about the first $20 I spent, you know, I figured that out. I'm like, you know, this is really dumb. Why am I even...
Yeah. Just buy a ticket.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Just buy a ticket. I'm an asshole. And I'm like, ah.
That's what I did. I bought a ticket and either win or you don't win. That's it.
Actually, I had a free ticket too because I get one through the lottery once a month. So
you do? What?
And I'm not bragging. No, no, I don't want to brag.
You have a connection or what?
Oh, no. You sign up for the Iowa lottery and once a month they'll send you a thing you print off. And you, it's, they get to pick the game though. So.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting.
But, I mean, shit, it's like one ticket a month, you know, shit.
Free
you know.
Ticket, why not?
Why not? You got to get in it to win it.
That's right. You got to have a ticket to win, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So here's your numbers, because there's going to be a drawing on January 13th of the year 2016. I had written 15, but it's actually 16.
Well, of course you can predict those lottery numbers.
Yeah, so I got those picked right away.
I'm going to tell you what won last year. All right, I got my pen ready.
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. So tell me.
Your winner, five numbers, first of all, will be 1.
Uh-huh.
3.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
47.
37.
47. No, it's 47.
47, sorry.
64.
And the Powerball?
7.
7?
7.
Mm. 1, 3, 17, 47, 64, 7.
Yeah.
All right. Does that mean anything, or?
No, I picked these out of the air completely.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't hit at least 2 of these numbers. I'm going to post a picture of me.
Why do you torture everybody?
Wearing a Packers jersey. How's that?
With a whole package of hot dogs in my mouth.
Yeah, I have a whole package of hot dogs in my mouth.
That would be...
That is so disturbing.
That's hilarious. You would look like
I fit in my mouth.
You look like Dr. Zoidberg from Futurama. You got like all these hot dogs sticking out of your face.
I want to do the alphabet.
You're like a Cholula or whatever that creature is.
Okay, well, that's going to be pretty weird, but I don't know.
First of all, can you fit a whole package of hot dogs in your mouth?
Well, what's the package? What, 8?
Yeah, whatever comes in, you know, like a regular old Oscar Mayer wieners.
God, I don't know, man.
I think there's 10. Like, I think there's 10, because it's 8 buns and 10 hot dogs, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
Because they're always messing with everybody.
You know, yeah, well, I might commit to that. I don't know. That sounds a little weird, you know? I really don't feel comfortable doing something like that.
I get Desiree to do it. That'd be even better.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm telling you what. If that would just happen once. Oh, my God.
See, I'm guessing She could do it.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Oh, okay.
I'll spring for the hot dogs, too, like nice ones, too, if that happens. I don't care.
Oh, my.
All beef filler and stuff.
Yeah. Ballpark Franks.
They will plump when she cooks them. Yeah.
That's terrible. All right. Well, I hope you win with these numbers. I really do.
I do, too, because I'm quitting the show immediately.
Oh, you're going to quit the show immediately. Okay.
Immediately, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sharing with anybody. I'm cutting
myself off from the world and not talking to anyone.
I'm going to be like the Unabomber, just move into a little shack and not spend it in nothing, man.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Become a miser.
I think I will. I will turn mine directly into a trust and pay it out over the next my lifetime. So, just like a Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
There you go. You've heard it here first. If I win, going into a trust, paid out for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Just like Zuckerberg.
All right.
Anyway. I don't even know what my numbers are. I don't even look at it. I just got it today, so.
I'm going to play these numbers for real and see what happens.
Oh, okay. I'm curious to see what happens.
I'll go get it tonight.
Oh, you haven't got it yet. Okay.
No, I'm waiting, yeah.
Oh, okay. Got to wait for the right time. Timing is everything, people.
I'm waiting for my unemployment check to show up, but then after that, I'm
going to go get $20 worth of lottery tickets.
Please.
All right, what's number three?
For three, it is the election coming up, so you always have to get a little political here. This show really tries not to be too political. I'm not really into all that bullshit. I don't know about you. I know you're not either.
I'm not either. No.
They're all snakes, if you ask me, but I don't
know. That's right. I need to throw them all out.
I think, and these will be, not that I want this to happen, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I say nude pictures will surface of separately. Not these people are not together, but it'll be separately of Hillary and Trump.
That's weird.
I have a feeling like in their younger days.
Either way, no good.
These it will happen before the year's out. I'm going to post this. Nude pics will surface of Hillary and Trump.
Okay.
Not together.
Right. Separate.
No.
Separately.
Separately. Yes. Separately. Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh.
You just get hurt or something? You okay?
My wife was throwing blankets at me.
Oh, okay.
Sure what that means.
Cover up.
Cover up, Miles. Put on your pants.
I can see your crack.
Well, I'm laying on it, so it'd be kind of hot to do.
Yeah, well, you got that fish tank bed that you guys sleep on, so.
With mirrors below it.
Yeah, with the mirrors, the fish,
I like that idea, actually, yeah.
A big fish tank.
Mm. Like a big clear blow-up mattress, there's like a fish tank thing on there, yeah. Like a mirror underneath.
Mm. It's like all doing right. You on the beach, baby. These fish are written freaked out. It's a moray eel.
Well, that's what I like to call it anyway.
It's going in and out of the cave.
Mm. Don't give me that look. I didn't make that joke, so don't give me that look. I did not make that joke.
Reminds me of Jack on the set.
Only God can judge us, so don't give me that look, all right?
All right. So, okay, what was the number two again? I forgot already.
Number two. So we're almost done. Okay, so if you're almost to work, just say, thank God this is almost over. Okay, Super Bowl's coming up. As you know, I love football.
Yes, and, you do. I love football.
Your Super Bowl.
If the Bears don't win the Super Bowl, I'm going to put a whole package of hot dogs in my mouth.
No. If my lottery tickets don't, if at least two of them don't hit, we're going to have Desiree put a whole package of hot dogs in her mouth.
Oh, now it's over to her. Okay.
Yeah, I decided I didn't want to do it because I thought it was completely weird.
Yeah, it's too weird.
No, I haven't run this past her yet, but I was going to wait until she had a few cocktails, and then I was going to kind of...
Hey, I got a question for you, Desiree. You think you put this whole package of hot dogs in your mouth?
Hells yeah!
Like, that'd be simple.
It wouldn't be the first.
That's right. Reminds me when I was a Boy Scout camp when I was a kid.
Alright, so your Super Bowl will be Kansas City Chiefs versus Carolina.
The Panthers,
and I'm saying Kansas City wins it.
Oh, of course. If Kansas City makes it to the Super Bowl, they're going to win this year.
They got
the mojo from the World Series, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying right now.
They got some serious-ass mojo in Kansas City right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So Kansas City Chiefs by what?
I will say final score 37 Chiefs, 21 Panthers.
21 Panthers? Okay.
Yeah, 37-21.
37-21. All right, well, that's good.
We'll see if I'm right about that.
Yeah, and if we're wrong, we'll put a whole package on top.
And if I'm wrong, the hot dogs go a little bit farther south.
No, I don't think I want to see that. I don't want to see a whole package behind them.
Yeah, I don't
want
to do it. I don't
down below there.
Yeah, I don't want
to. That is weird.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, those are some very good predictions there, Polish Nostradamus. Not to the quantity that we're used to, but...
Well, we haven't got the number one yet.
Oh, we got one more?
Yeah, remember we were on two. Super Bowl was number two.
Oh, Super Bowl was number two. I thought Super Bowl was number one. Okay, sorry.
You know, in light of, you know, the passing of a rock legend... This is what I'm going to predict. This year, a lot of these old musicians are going to do, like, a tribute song...
Okay.
For Bowie, you're going to have Jagger, Paul McCartney, Pete Townsend.
As long as they're alive still.
If they make it out for the rest of the year, basically. And the song is going to be called Off to Play Bingo. So that is the number one prediction. Old rock and rollers get together, they do a tribute single, it's like a fundraiser or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Bowie.
Because we're off to play bingo, we know the lingo, B-25 getting called.
B-25, can it be?
I've got a free square. But I don't got no hair.
Would you like to see my free space, baby?
All right. Okay.
That's our shortened list for this year, so it wasn't very exciting or funny. But anyway, there it is for the year. So.
Ziggy played the cards. About 20 of them.
Got to feel the corners.
Anybody got another dabber? My green one's my favorite. It's about out of ink. Oh, my gosh.
John, I'm only playing bingo. She turns me on.
Nice. Well, that's it, then.
That's it?
That's it for the Polish Nostradamus. We'll wait to look for that picture.